I really think the time had come for John to move from Atlanta. And I think for the Braves, too. I think that now, whether or not they can replace him is another matter. I mean, he is the most dominant left-handed pitcher in the game against left-handed hitters. And he's in, and they're in a league which is most of the good teams have a lot of good left-handed hitters. That's something to be considered. But I think they just decided that it was time to move on and get the best they could get. But I think it'll be great for Rocker. I really do. I think that he can readdress himself a little bit. And those three guys in the bullpen, I mean, whether Bob Wickman's happy or not, I mean, if he signed the contract last week, he was going to get the same money, whether he's closing or setting up. So, and he probably won't get, you know, he's not going to get huge closer money on the market. My guess is he'll end up signing, and they'll have Rocker, Shuey, and Wickman for the next 2 or 3 years.
And I like the fact that you have Rocker under contract. Dibbs and I both like the deal for Cleveland. I think that they rolled the dice, and John Hart, in his final year there, wants to try to win a championship. Are you going to win it with Carsey and Reed? No, but you could win it with John Rocker. So from that standpoint, I said, hey, take the baggage, roll the dice, and if Cleveland can accept Albert Bell and Robbie Alomar after the Hirschbeck incident, maybe they can accept John Rocker.
Oh, I agree, and I think that, I mean, John told me Friday night that he talked to several players, and they all said, hey, great. I mean, this guy is the best left-handed reliever in the game. Go get him. We can deal with personalities here. And they have a lot of personalities. Kenny Lofton's a personality. Omar Vizquel likes to go, he's kind of goes off in his own tune. I mean, they're used to that stuff. And but it's a very good environment. Cleveland's a good baseball town. The Indians' management makes life a lot easier for players in a lot of places. Oh, I think it works. I think it'll work very well. And what the Braves now have to do, and I understand they've been trying hard to get Gabe White from Colorado, but having made this move, they have to make another trade because they've got to get a left-hander reliever, another left-hander who can get left-handers out.
But was this the only move the Braves could make for Rocker?
There were a couple of other teams interested. A good friend of Dan Duquette's told me the Red Sox were interested in him, but they didn't have anything to trade of this ilk. I mean, you know, it's not the same offering, a guy like Rod Beck, as a
good guitarist, though.
You know, I mentioned Jeff Beck on this show one day, and a guy sent me a great live tape from Japan.
Although maybe they could have gotten Rocker for Jeff Beck.
Really, probably could. But the Red Sox didn't have any comparable to Carsey to be able to trade. So Duquette kind of likes that show business thing. You know, he likes the little controversy. Now, I think there are a couple of other teams interested, but Schuerholz and Hart have always liked to make deals, and they've always been willing to roll the dice, and they're very close friends. And so when they decided on this over a two-day period, I think that John looked at it and said, look, this is the best deal we can get, and maybe somehow we can calm Carsey down enough so that he can close, because he certainly has the ability to close.